all the attention back home. Are you hearing it a little bit? First Japanese player that potentially could win MLS Cup.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, from Japan, like, everybody, all my friends, they, like, know about it, and they put in all Japanese media. You know, they, everybody knows about it now. It's all cool, and, you know, some Japanese media, they're going to come here on Saturday. They're going to do some interview, and my parents are coming tomorrow. My brother's coming on Saturday, and then, you know, it's really exciting, yeah.
Can you believe that you're here after, I mean, it's been, what, 6-7 years to... since you first came over to the United States, that you're now playing in an MLS Cup final?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, it's kind of crazy, but, you know, it just somehow I got here, and then, you know, I got to grab it, and I got to take that cup to back home, yeah.
Will you score the game-winning goal? Can you guarantee us that right now?
Well, it's going to be hard because, you know, that wasn't like my shot. That was actually crossed, and it just went in, you know. So I can't guarantee whether I'm going to take one shot yet. But, yeah, I'm going to try my best to, you know, get there. Yeah.
Your team's had a couple of 1-0 wins here in the playoffs. Do you think the defense is strong enough to, say, keep Dallas off the board, get that clean sheet?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we've been playing with each other for a long time now. And, you know, Drew Moore, Marvell, Anthony, and we got a couple guys in the back, you know, sit on the bench, and they're good too. And, you know, we had really strong confidence that we can, you know, hold them back and we can keep the clean sheet for sure. Yeah.
How does it feel as a defender when you're watching FC Dallas playing that well against LA?
Well, definitely, I watched that game, and, you know, I have a couple guys I actually know that in the team, and, you know, and I don't know, just, I think LA didn't play that good, but still, Dallas, you know, they're just, as a team, they're united and organized and everything, and, you know, and a couple guys, they just step it up big time, and they scored a goal, and they, you know, in the end, they scored 3 goals, you know, and definitely, it's hard to do in a playoff and get 3 goals, and, but, you know, just like I said before, we have really good defensive lineup, and yeah, I know that for sure we can hold him back. Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit about Anthony and the way that he's progressed? You know, you said you have a great defensive lineup. Can you talk about how he's progressed?
Well, Anthony, definitely, he's a young kid, and he came from Dallas. You know, he was in the GA Generation Adidas and everything, and, you know, he's really talented kid. You know, and he has such a high determination. You know, he's athletic, and first he started playing with us. It was like a little bit off, but, you know, now he's a smart kid too. He works hard. Now he definitely, you know, suiting our system, and, you know, definitely he's like one of the, you know, best left back that we have right now.
You've had a great run to make the MLS Cup final. Is this the best the Colorado Rapids have played this season?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been here for Rapids for 4 years now, and I've been playing for them, and, you know, definitely this is one of the best seasons that we have had, for sure.
Okay, if someone tells you, you guys made it on penalty kicks, you had a lucky cross go in, does this Rapids team really deserve to be here? What do you respond to that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, whatever everybody said out there, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter to us. You know, as long as we focus on the game, you know, we do our job. You know, that's it. Just all we got to do is just focus on ourselves. You know, just go to the game, just play the game, just win the game.
Can we have you say in Japanese how excited you are to play in the MLS Cup?
Yeah, I will do it. But it's a little kind of weird, you know, because I never really speak English now. I'm in Japanese now. But here it comes. とりあえずもう全力を尽くして、もう一分一分全力でやって、必ず勝ちます。Yeah.
Where did you come from in Japan? What did you? What was your club out there? What was your upbringing before you came here?
I was playing for this Kawasaki Frontale Youth System. It's just like academy team that all professional team has, and I was there since I was 15 years old. And, you know, I play with the reserve game when I was 15, and I thought I was gonna go pro, but, you know, didn't work out, and then that's why I came here.
And you came here at age what?
I think 18. Yeah.
And straight to college.
Yeah.
And it was a friend who was going to Boston College, was it? Who said, hey, why don't you come with me?
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't go to that Boston College because, you know, definitely I couldn't speak English at that point. So I had to take all English school, and I have to take SAT and stuff. But, you know, he showed me the way to how to get here. And, you know, he told me, Kosuke, you know, no one can hard work, you know, work harder than you. So if you get there, you can do it. You know, all you got to do, just get the chance, just do what you gotta do.
And your dream at that point was just to make it in the U.S., right? I mean, were you thinking about
that? Oh, that point, I mean, always I want to play soccer. That's like the reason why I came in this country too. In Japan, if you don't really play soccer in college, serious, you know, everybody goes pro after high school. So, you know, that's the, and then my friend told me about it, yeah, Kosuke, if you go to U.S., you know, the college sports are serious. And most of people go pro after that, you know. So I heard, it'll be more chance then, you know, it'll be a better chance for me to go in college and study at the same time and hopefully get scholarship, you know, and to do it and play well and hopefully you go pro, you know. That's why I had it in my mind, you know, but obviously that time I had to focus on getting to school first. Otherwise, you know, I can't play soccer and anything, but yeah.
You got injured, so the idea of staying and playing in the J League mm-hmm. was interrupted by getting injured. Am I right? When you were what, 17, was it? Or
yeah, around there. Yeah, when I was a junior in high school, you know, I had a stress fracture, and I couldn't play for 10 months. I didn't have a surgery because my friend had the same injury, and he had a surgery, and he didn't come back for like 1 year. Then I was scared to get surgery, so I just let it heal by itself. But you know, it took me still 10 months, and I still went to the camp with a professional team, but I couldn't make it because, you know, I lost 10 months of time. You know, I lost my touch, I lost my fitness, everything. That's why, yeah.
So really, that was it for your dream of playing in Japan. So the coming to the U.S. was kind of the alternative then.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. But, you know, I heard it's going to be the better chance here. So, you know, why not? You know, I couldn't speak English at that point, but it's better than just staying in Japan and just, you know, play soccer for fun. I couldn't do that, you know. I want to go all the way, like just see, you know, how far I can go.
How many colleges did you contact in the U.S. to like you did with Eric Johnson in Illinois? How many colleges did you see?
I mean, that time, you know, just like I said, I didn't speak English whatsoever, and I didn't know how to get into college first, you know. Obviously, I have to study English and everything, but at first I have tried to, you know, contact with all coaches from colleges. So I just went to this library that we have in Japan. They have all like information tools, you know, college in the U.S. So I went there every day for like 2 weeks, you know, to find out which school has Division I soccer team, men's team, and, you know. And at the same time, I wanted to study sports medicine. I didn't want to just go college and study whatever, you know. If I can go pro, I have to, you know, fall back on something. So, and I look for sports medicine and Division I soccer team, and I found like actually like close to 50 of them. And then end up, and I found like 30 of them pretty good, you know. And it comes to money, you know, everything, so it has to be not private, you know. So I found like Oregon State, a bunch of like state, you know, university and everything. Then I send my videotapes, emails to them, like over 30 of them, you know, made a highlight of me playing the soccer and everything. And I got only like 7 or 8 back, you know, respond, and they thought I can speak English. Then when I told them, yeah, actually I don't speak English, but I'm trying to go get there, you know, next year, you know. And they're like, and they stopped talking to me all of a sudden. Call, oh, okay, this guy can't speak English, what is he talking about, you know, trying to go college without knowing any English, how is he going to take a class? But my coach from Western Illinois, you know, Eric Johnson, he's a great guy, and he's like, well, if you want to come, you can come, but you got to go English school that we have here, and then after you graduate, you take SAT. Now we're good to go. And but he said it's going to be September. That time was February, so I didn't have much time, you know, 7 months only. But he told me, well, give it a shot, try it, you know, try your best and do English school, graduate school in 7 months and take SAT within 7 months. And, you know, I didn't play soccer for 7 months. I put myself, you know, study English like every day, 10, 12 hours every day, and then I slept like 4 or 5 hours a day. But, you know, he worked out, and I finally made it to the college and, you know, started playing soccer.
How much English did you have up to that point?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Yeah.
Did you have, you must have had someone help you with emails.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's why my friend went to Boston College. He went to international high school in Japan, so he could speak English and French and Japanese. So he's the one who helped me out a lot. Yeah.
And what became of him? Did he graduate from Boston College?
He played there and, you know, NCAA Division I and everything. And he even went to, you know, masters after that. And he was a really good goalie. And he went back home actually in Japan, and he made a couple tryout, but, you know, over there still tough. Like, you know, he made Division II, but money wasn't that good, and, you know, he had such a high education, so he just stick with the education and you got better job.
You mentioned your family's coming. Obviously, especially that first year before you got the scholarship, they had to make tremendous sacrifices for you to come over. to play, right? Because I'm assuming that it was an expensive thing to do. Talk about the family support to get you here today.
I mean, you know, it's all about my dad. You know, my mom is a traditional Japanese woman. She just, you know, followed my dad. But my dad is just, you know, he's one of the smartest guy I ever know. You know, he graduated like one of the best college from Japan, and he always told me, Kosuke, you know, nobody can change you. You know. Nobody can tell you what to do, you know, that's your life, but you have to go get it, you know. Never is going to just hand it to you. And he told me always, it's just, if you got to do it, you got to do it, you know. I'm going to support you, but if you go out there in the U.S., it's all by yourself, you know. But I know you can do it, and just keep working hard till you can't do it anymore, you know. So that's my dad. My dad is like such a, you know, great guy, and he always tells me stuff like that, and, you know. And definitely that, he gave me a passion and everything, desire, determination, everything to get this point. And, you know, my mom is so supportive, so is my two brothers I have. You know, just grateful to be here.
So what you did say that was you scoring goals is such an important goal?
Yeah, he's like, you know, he jokes around all the time. He's like, Kosuke, that wasn't your goal. You just crossed it. You got lucky, you know. He was just like that. But, you know, still, you know, I don't care, like, assist or goal, you know. Yeah. And it was only one goal that we had, and we made it this far. So, yeah.
Is everybody coming, your mom, dad, and your two brothers?
My parents coming, my older brother's coming, my younger brother's not coming, actually, because, you know, he's in he's a Marine in Japan, in self-defense, okay. And he can't come, but, yeah, it'll be nice to have him. Yeah.
And how often do you get back home in the off-season? Are you back there? Or?
You know, it's been actually 4 years, but my parents and my older brother, they came here, they came to U.S. last year. So it's been like a year and a half, but, you know, I saw them. But it's been a while since I went back home. It's been 4 years, yeah.
Kosuke, I read something that you and Omar have this, like, superstitious meal that you guys kind of...
Yeah.
How do you handle that on the road now?
I mean, you know, it was so funny. Because in the middle of the season, Omar scored only 5 goals at that point. And Omar started telling me about... He was so down, and I'm like... Yo, brother, we got still like half season to go, you know? You can score at least 10 more than after that, you know? Why are you so down? And he's like, I don't know, man. I'm forward. I got to score at least 10 more. I'm like, all right, listen, I'm going to start cooking lunch from now on. And if you eat this lunch, you'll score every game. You know, I kind of tricked him. I don't know, somehow, then it started working. And he's after that, he scored almost 10 goals after that, you know? Then I've been doing it. And in that way game, you know, it's just obviously we can't cook, but, you know, it's all the same thing. I'm just going to tell him, you know, I'm going to try to trick him.
Have you been asking my other players to cook for them too?
I should tell him that tonight, you know, just cook for us a special pasta chicken, you know, chicken pasta, whatever. Yeah.
Is that what it was, chicken pasta?
Yeah, just grilled chicken, you know, just simple. You know, that's why he likes to eat it before game. You know, I don't care. I eat anything, so I can eat anything before game, but that's why he wants to eat pasta and chicken, so, yeah.
Can you tell us one more time in Japanese who's going to win MLS Cup this year?
Colorado Rapids. 僕がプレイするコロラドラピッツが必ず MLS カップで優勝します。
Thank you. Arigato.
Thanks.